Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
So this was Friday morning, and both John and I were trying to work through the Dallas shootings. You know, we had each gone similar but slightly different places with it in terms of just our response to it and our hurt and fear and who knows what else, whatever response it was. Mine usually involves about 70 things, which is part of the confusion. Unbeknownst to either of us, basically what happened, the Lord talked to both of us when we were getting showered, is when he started working it out in me and gave me the word, for where I needed to be. Basically gave me the answer to, my flailing. And grounding me back. And he did the same thing with John, also when John was in the shower. And so I came into the office, and normally I, call or talk to John first thing and kind of figure out what's going on and what needs to be done. And this time, I didn't call. I was like, well, he can call me if, something comes up. And we were each of us sitting down and writing a post. The Lord gave us each a post. And, it took me probably about 20 minutes. I just kind of sat there and listened and prayed and was letting him kind of birth it and show it. And then it just, 1 hour and 15 minutes, it was just done. I mean, with everything, it was completely done. And, John came down, he came in and, said hi or whatever. And he had stuff, and I didn't see yet his email. He had sent me his post. And I said, hey, I've got a post. I've got a post for this. And he started laughing. He's like, I just sent you a post. And that's when we started talking and we figured out that this had both gone down. And they basically fit together like a puzzle piece. We're different people. So the Lord was dealing with different issues with each of us. But to me, it was such a picture, because reading John's, I got this different perspective, and it kind of solved things that I knew. As I told John, I said, this is where I'm going. Like, I can see that this is where I'm going and what I'm going to be dealing with. He had to deal with this first in me, but it was really kind of amazing that this was happening. It was at the same time, Spirit. We even used the same scripture in each of our posts. It was the Lord took us to the same scripture when he was speaking to us. And, that to me, that was, I love stuff like that, because that strengthens my faith. It strengthens my faith that, my relationship to him, and it is the most precious thing I have in my life, but it's not, it's not the end. His purpose is higher than my relationship with him. My relationship with him is for the purpose of serving his purpose. Okay. That's what it is. But there are doubts all the time as to whether or not I'm where I'm supposed to be, as to whether or not I'm hearing him like I'm supposed to hear him, that I'm responding to him the way I'm supposed to respond to him. And then he'll do something like this, where not only is it clear that I was hearing the Spirit and the Spirit was moving on me, but at the exact same time, he was moving on my family and in church. And just, that's such a picture to me of how he, he rewards when we, that's not even something that I would think of, as a standard reward. But for me, I'm still flying on that. I'm still saying that's who you are. You're that to me is an abundance.
I've written about half of it, but both your post and John's post. John's post was, let it rack you. And when I read that, I realized I was holding it in. I thought, I cannot feel this pain again. We've just been through it. I don't want to feel this pain again. So I was holding it in. And when I let it rack me, I started crying. And when I started crying, I got in touch with my spirit. What God had put in my spirit is his answer to me. Because I had been watching all the news. I'd been very interested. And they were talking about the president wants to do away with guns. That's his solution to it. Then comes someone who says, I think Hillary said, don't show indifference. Don't be indifferent to it. Another one says, we just need to communicate. We need to hear each other. Let's hear each other, and that will solve it. And then there comes this absolute madwoman on Fox News, berserk and irrational, could not be contained and would not listen. And the man, the opposite to her, was saying, that is simply not true. What you're saying is not true. And she went right on. And it was just a madness of everybody thinking they know how to solve it. And she had her solution and he had his. And then comes a very wise, moderate voice from an African-American man saying, you know, the civil rights struggle is over. We can go anywhere and drink water. We can go anywhere in a bathroom. We can get a job. It's over. We are fighting a battle that has been won. And I never thought of it that way. But anyway, that led me to think, oh, it led me to the real solution, which is revival. And that's my heart's plea and my heart's burden. And I will get away from that passion into life. And then the Lord always uses something to bring me back that my passion for this time is a passion to pray for prayer. Not to pray for revival first, but to pray for the Father, send the Holy Spirit to pray for revival. Because that's the only thing that's going to help. It may not save the country. I don't know that it would. But it will save lives that are perishing in hate and murder and dying prematurely. And it might. That is the only solution there can possibly be to make it change. And so that's what I'm writing, is what came out of your posts went to evoke in me my passion and the solution, which is Christ. There's no other. There's absolutely no other. They brought out this man who was in Central Park. A policeman had been shot in the back by a young African-American delinquent. He was completely debilitated for life when his 30-year-old son was standing there with him. He was in a wheelchair with oxygen, barely able to function and breathe, and his son was standing there over him. His wife was pregnant with that son when he was shot, and his life was destroyed from that point on in terms of what you would think. But he decided to forgive that boy and mentored him, gave himself to him to mentor him. The boy later died. They didn't say how, but they used that, Vox used that as an example of what can come from even this greater tragedy. And they asked the man, one of the newscasters asked him, why did you forgive? He said, I had to. I'm supposed to. I think it was more or less saying, as a Christian, I'm supposed to. He said, but it was best for me to forgive. So it's, I think all our three and whoever else wants to jump in with, but it, for me, it took me right back to my purpose for these end times. And that is to come to the point of tremendous intercession and travail and weeping for revival before the Lord returns. Save lives from hell.
My post was dealing with my temptation to be entangled. By trying to figure it out, by trying to know what the answer is. You know, all the talking heads on TV have nothing on my admittedly untelevised discourse in my own living room. It's pretty entertaining, I gotta tell you. It's pretty entertaining. But, thanks, guys. But there was something, what the Holy Spirit gave me, And I wrote it a little differently. He gave it to me pretty punchy. And it goes right in with what we're talking about now in terms of the church. Martha, you made the statement. You said we are divinely ordained and sovereignly arranged. That's what you said. And what the Holy Spirit gave me as I was, you know, moving from one extreme to another, it's the only way I know how to roll. He said, the enemy knows how important you are. Why don't you? And in my post, I put it differently. I said, I pray fervently that I come to see, it said, every born again believer matters in this war. Every single one of us serves God's purpose. I pray fervently that I come to see that as clearly as our enemy does. Then I probably need to change it and I'll go in and change it. But that's what he said. He said, the enemy knows how important you are. So why don't you? That's what it is. The enemy knows how important you are. So why don't you? Yeah. And it really rocked me. It really did rock me because, that is death's aim, to take me out of the fight, to take you out of the fight, to take John out of it.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.